Grow tents are isolated environments where you can grow plants that need very specific and delicate conditions in order to thrive. Maybe you are trying to grow a rare flower that is not native to your climate or want to plant an indoor garden so you can eat strawberries on Christmas. Either way, investing in a tent is a great option because it allows you complete control over the conditions within, making it possible to grow anything at any time of year. There are many different tents available to fit different needs. The first step in selecting the right one for you is determining the size you need. In order to figure this out, take into consideration how many plants you are growing, their span, and how tall they will grow. You want to make sure there is plenty of room for your plants to thrive and not limit them based on the amount of space provided. The most common tent size is about 1 meter, which allows 8 or 9 plants to reach their full size. You should also purchase a tent with at least 2 ventilation flaps. These will allow proper airflow to and from your plants. You also want to make sure that the tent you select is completely light-proof. While all tents should be 100% light-proof when the ventilation flaps are closed, opening them will allow some light to escape, so it is important to make sure that the tent you select is made out of light-baffling material in order to keep leaking to a minimum. Another thing you should take into consideration is the amount of weight the tent you select can support. Many lighting and cooling systems can weigh upwards of 30 pounds, so it is important to make sure that your tent is rated to carry at least that much weight. Most tents on the market today are rated at around 65 pounds. The next thing you should consider when setting up an indoor garden is lighting. If the lights you select are too small, you won't get optimum results, but if they are too big, you will run into heating problems. With tents around 1 meter, it is recommended that you purchase HPS, high pressure sodium, lights between 400 and 600 watts. These lights are specially designed to produce a full spectrum of light to meet both the needs of the growing and flowering cycle of plants. You can also use a metal halide, MH, light bulb for the growing cycle, but oftentimes this is an unnecessary step as most HPS lights will provide adequate lighting. Ventilation is also very important when setting up an indoor garden. Outside, plants have an unlimited amount of air supply that replenishes itself, but indoors that air will be used up. Without a proper ventilation system, your plants will use all the CO2 available and then die. Air exchange is accomplished by a two-part system, an input fan and an exhaust. In order to adequately replenish the air supply for your plants, you should have a system that exchanges every 1 to 3 minutes depending on the size of your tent, the number and wattage of your light.